10 kilometres south of Troyes, in a fertile plain on the banks of the Auzon, a tributary of the Seine, is the village of Saint-Thibault, which has preserved its original lush agricultural character. The first mention of the village dates back to 1097, under the name of Sanctus Theobaldus. At that time, the fiefdom was ruled by Isle-Aumont, and thus by the Counts of Champagne. The cult of Saint-Thibault de Provins spread across the diocese of Troyes from the 11th century onwards. Thibault, born in Brie, was a member of the powerful family of the Counts of Champagne. He was a devoted pilgrim and a hermit, travelling the roads that led from Provence to Belgium, Germany, and even Santiago de Compostela, all the way to Italy. He was to die there in 1066 near Vicenza, where he is buried in the cathedral. Thibault was canonized in 1073 and is the patron saint of coal merchants, worshipped throughout Europe. His memory is kept alive during meetings in the village, which continue to bring together Belgians, Italians, and French people to this day. The village church, which bears the saint's name, dates from the 12th and the 16th centuries, and was extensively rebuilt after a fire in 1924. Its bell tower, originally located in the central part of the roof, was lost in the fire, and was replaced by a corner tower that currently houses the bells. The figure of Saint-Thibault crowns the church gate, which dates from the 16th century and was listed as a historic monument in 1928. This depiction of the saint on horseback, accompanied by his greyhound and a falcon, dates from the same period. Located in a naturally rich environment, close to the Seine, Saint-Thibault has a range of infrastructures and associations available for its residents, known as Théobaldiens, and hosts around 20 industrial and craft businesses.